Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current online. Stand up for. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. 822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings. Gary Wellings.
Good Sunday morning. Welcome to The Drift. Thank you for tuning in on Wham! Talk 1600. Got a lot to get through today, and I'll apologize in advance for my voice being a little off. I think I got my first summer cold of the year, if you can call this summer. But as always, you can reach me, 734-822-1600, to talk about any of our subject today, or if you have something of your own that you wish to call in about. Let's take care of some business, though, before we do that. My sponsor this half hour is Brighton Ford. You can go to brightonford.com and peruse all their new cars and used cars. And they have a great selection of, if you haven't driven one of the new Fords lately, you really need to get out and take a look at them. They're just awesome. But they also have a great used car lot. You can get anything from GM, Chrysler, and foreign models right there on the lot, and they're all late models. So an awesome place to look for a used car as well. Now, I get all my service work done at Brighton Ford, and you can call Scott Spittler, 1-800-519-4155. That number again, 1-800-519-4155. And call Scott and tell him that you heard about Brighton Ford here at Wham! On Gary's Drift Radio Show. They've got great coupons for oil changes, and you can download, if you don't have a copy of The Current, you can download it at currentonline.com. That's C-O-U-R-A-N-T online.com. And speaking of The Current, we have the new issue coming out. Should be uploaded online probably tomorrow, Tuesday at the latest, and it will be out in your mailboxes later this week. So that's the May edition coming out. I can't believe we've gone through April so quickly here. But as always, if you need to email me, gary@thedailydrift.com, if you don't want to call in and say your comments on the air, I'd still love to hear from you. But let's get into, you know, it's election season, and the real weight race is now under play. It's going to be Romney. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Gingrich has not quit yet, but I think he will probably Tuesday or something. And Santorum's out, and Ron Paul is still in, but he just doesn't have enough votes behind him to get anywhere. So I think it's a no-brainer at this point. And so the Obama administration is already ramping up their attacks on Romney. And since they can't run their election on their own record, they're going to mount a negative campaign against Romney. And this is no surprise, with unemployment being what it is. They can lie about it being under 10%. It's not. And gas prices have doubled since Obama took office. That alone should tell you the man is doing something wrong. So what they're going to do is tout his foreign policy as being a success and try and make Romney look like he's inexperienced. Now, you want to talk about the hypocrite in chief. Now, you won't see Obama saying this about Romney because he would look like a complete hypocrite. He's got no experience, still doesn't have any experience after 3.5 years in office. And so you're going to see all the other people in his administration saying it. So you're seeing the first and probably the only thing that he's done successful, and how successful it was, we don't know. Obama's starting to tout the killing of Osama bin Laden. Now, he covered it last year, and I thought he did well, not playing it up too much, not taking advantage of it. But here, a year later, with the anniversary of bin Laden's death, we're now beginning to see this come out. There's an Obama campaign video that was just released. And in it, the famous Bill Clinton is in there talking about Obama, and they end up asking, what would Romney do, which is as ignorant a question as you could ask. That's like asking what Al Gore would have done if he'd been president instead of George Bush. What difference does it make at this point? Derek, let's listen to part of that campaign video with Slick Willie in it.
Look, he knew what would happen. Suppose the Navy SEALs had gone in there and it hadn't been Bin Laden. Suppose they'd been captured or killed. The downside would have been horrible for him. But he reasoned. I cannot in good conscience do nothing. He took the harder and the more honorable path.
Now, the last thing I want to hear is Bill Clinton talking about an honorable path to anything. The man who disgraced the White House probably more than any other president with his Monica Lewinsky scandal in the White House, talking about honor. That's as facetious as it gets. But it's just like that slick documentary that Tom Hanks has done for Obama. Again, it's all about the look. It's all about the sales. This is Obama at his best. He's a great salesman. He seems like a likable guy. I imagine if you met him and had lunch with him, he'd probably be a fun guy to have lunch with, just like Slick Willie. Now, if I had to have dinner with the president, it would probably be Bill Clinton, because I know I'm going to have more fun than I probably would with anyone else. But is this the kind of guy you want running this country for another 4 years? I'd say no. He sat down with NBC's Brian Williams this week and did an interview in the White House Situation Room. Now, you couldn't do it in the Oval Office. You couldn't do it somewhere else. You had to do it in the Situation Room where they sat and watched the Obama, the Bin Laden situation unfold. I've got on the website, The Daily Drift, go to CourantOnline.com, CourantOnline.com, and click on The Daily Drift. This is where I put these stories, these links, these audios, these videos for you every day. And I spend time perusing the internet to find these and bring them to you, because I think they're what you need to know. This is something you've got to be aware of before Election Day this year. So I've got a link to Breitbart, and they're talking about who really made this gutsy call that got Bin Laden killed. And a CIA memo is revealed. It's a memo that Leon Panetta actually wrote. He was the CIA head at that time. He's now our Secretary of Defense. But in it, he says, the timing, operational decision-making, and control are in Admiral McRaven's hands. The approval is provided on the risk profile presented to the president. Any additional risks are to be brought back to the president for his consideration. So this is the gutsy call that Barack Obama made. Did he pull the trigger? No, he did not. SEAL Team 6 pulled the trigger. And they got their go-ahead from Admiral McRaven after being told by the president, it's okay, but it's a decision solely based on the risk profile presented to the president. That's the term that you need to watch. It's wiggle room. It's Obama's way of carving out space for himself in case the mission went bad. This is his way to toss it back on Admiral McRaven if things did go bad. And don't doubt that if it had, that's what would have happened. They would have blamed somebody else. The blamer-in-chief never takes responsibility for that. So we're led to believe by the left and by the media that President Obama is a foreign policy expert and has done a great job. Really? This Arab Spring has turned out absolutely wonderful, hasn't it? But he's not making these calls himself. What he's doing is having Joe Biden, foot-and-mouth Joe, probably the dumbest man in America. If you ever watch this guy speak or watch his videos, and I've got these links at the Daily Drift, you just got to go click on them. Let's go with track two, Derek. And this is Joe Biden talking about Obama's foreign policy.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt, speak softly and carry a big stick, end of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick. I promise you. President Obama understands what Governor Romney apparently doesn't.
Yeah, You know, that you'd think that that was something from Saturday Night Live. Footmouth Joe has just got the knack for saying things, even when he says things that may make sense, he says them in a way that are just plain stupid. And comparing Barack Obama to Teddy Roosevelt is nowhere near the same. Come on, Teddy Roosevelt charged up San Juan Hill, sent the white fleet around the world to show his strength. What does Obama do? He cuts the military. He's not even taking care of our guys. He's cutting benefits to the military. We will not be able to fight two land wars at the same time anymore with the cuts that Obama has proposed. How dare he show himself in any same light as Teddy Roosevelt? It's despicable. This man lets Iran walk all over us, talking about sanctions and sanctions and sanctions, and yet Iran's ready to have an atomic bomb. And the Israelis will have the gumption. They're the ones with the big stick, not Obama. We're going to go to a break. And when we come back, we're going to keep listening to Foot and Mouth Joe. See you on the other side.
Whether you're planning to build your dream house or looking for the perfect investment in your future, land prices are at their lowest and the time to invest is now. Come and see this unique 22-acre lot with a gorgeous private lake conveniently located 15 minutes from downtown Ann Arbor and Brighton with easy access to US 23. Beautiful wooded walkout building sites are perfect for the most private and luxurious of homes and can be split in any number of ways. This property is zoned for quarter-acre lots or larger, and sewers and electricity are available at the paved road frontage. This is an excellent investment with a low asking price of under $200,000. To own this unique investment property, call 734-679-1512 for an appointment to view. That's 734-679-1512.
With columns by Wham! Radio hosts like Theron X, Dave Janda, and Matt Clark, as well as the Capital Confidential and Herman Cain, you know that the current newspaper understands what's right. This free newspaper has been serving Livingston and Washtenaw counties since 2003 with area news, editorials, an event calendar, and more. Published monthly by Whitmore Lake Media, LLC, the current newspaper includes a variety of interesting articles from Deb's Movie Corner and Ask the Contractor to the Legal Spot, Garden Spot, and a fishing column. Whitmore Lake has some great fishing. You might even see a picture of your neighbor reading The Current in an exotic faraway land. Visit www.currentonline.com. That's currentonline.com. Subscribe for home delivery, details on the website, or pick one up free today. The Current Newspaper, a community newspaper for those with common sense.
Wham! Talk 1600 can give a voice to your business, build a powerful brand, and increase awareness by sharing your message on Wham! Talk 1600. Our experienced production department will create a quality radio announcement at a price that can't be beat. You can even be featured on our website, whamradio.com, and in print media with Wham! On Main Street in the current newspaper, serving Washtenaw and Livingston counties. Unlock the possibilities and increase awareness of your business starting today. Call Wham! Talk 1600 at 734-971-1600 and get started now. The businesses that succeed in today's challenging economy are those that establish a strong presence in the marketplace. Call an advertising specialist now. Call 734-971-1600 now. Wham! Talk 1600.
Summer in Michigan means warm breezes and hot, humid days ahead. The dog days of summer are on the horizon, and now is the time to get your air conditioner checked by Kelly Brothers. Maintaining your air conditioner is an important step in achieving top efficiency, and Kelly Brothers will make sure it's performing at its best to keep you cool and worry-free when temperatures are on the rise. If you're looking for an upgrade or new air conditioner, Kelly Brothers installs high-efficiency units that carry up to 10 years parts and labor under warranty. Kelly services, repairs, and maintains all makes and models of air conditioners, furnaces, and standby generators. Call Kelly Brothers today at 734-642-6266 for an appointment to have your AC checked. That's 734-462-6266. Or you can find Kelly Brothers on Facebook or visit them on the web at kellybrotherslc.com.
Alzheimer's disease, if left unchecked, will strike millions, including baby boomers, their children, and grandchildren in the coming years. As a scientist studying Alzheimer's disease for the American Health Assistance Foundation, I'm well aware that continued research is our only hope for finding a cure. Call 1-800-437-2423 or visit ahaf.org for free publications on Alzheimer's. Learn what you can do to help battle this deadly disease.
This is the ClarkCast with Matt Clark.
If you really want to figure out that rats enjoy Miles Davis with cocaine, then you find some wealthy millionaire or billionaire and you ask them to write you a check. Because I'm sick and tired of my taxpayer dollars being used for frivolous things. This is why government's so out of control. There's no oversight on this. There's no oversight on this.
Don't miss the ClarkCast live Sunday afternoons, 1 to 3 p.m. Eastern.
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning. Did I just hear Matt Clark say rats were listening to Miles Davis while on cocaine? You know, if you're not listening to Matt Clark's show Sundays, I think it's 1 to 3, you need to be. Matt's a funny guy, but he digs up the stories that you also need to hear. And I don't get to catch him real often, but when I do, I normally have a couple of chuckles out of it. But let's go with a little chuckles of our own. Let's continue listening to Joe Biden in his first major campaign speech of the year. And again, we got to remember, the campaign for Obama this year will not be about his record, because he has none. It will be a negative campaign focused on what Romney can't or won't or shouldn't or is not capable of doing. This is coming from a guy who has no experience. Let's remember that Barack Hussein Obama sued his way into a state Senate seat and then forced his way through an election with a lot of slick advertising and marketing and never even finished his first full U.S. Senate term. You want to talk about lack of experience. The man graduated with a constitutional law degree from Harvard and yet seems to know absolutely nothing about the Constitution other than what he wants to get rid of out of it. I digress. Let's continue listening to Foot and Mouth Joe talk about Obama's spine. Let's go with track three, Derek.
Does anybody doubt had the mission failed? It would have written the beginning and the end of the president's term in office. This guy's got a backbone like a ramrod. No, for real. For real.
Okay, I think there's a little bromance going on there, if nothing else. Excuse me. This is not a guy I would want out touting me, for sure. Joe Biden, and let's not forget, Joe Biden is one heartbeat away from the presidency. You know, he'll probably be the guy they want to run after Obama if Obama gets reelected. Do you want Joe Biden one heartbeat away from the presidency? I don't. The man is a complete moron. That's my opinion anyways. And it's probably yours too. If you watch these videos, you'd swear you're watching something out of Saturday Night Live. It really is. It's incredible. But he does. He goes on and he talks about Romney and begins the attack for the first campaign speech of the year. Let's go with track four, Derek.
Starts with a profound misunderstanding of the responsibilities of a president and the commander-in-chief. Here's what he said, and I want to quote him exactly. And I quote, "If we want someone who has a lot of experience in foreign policy, we can simply go to the State Department." He went on to say, and I quote, "But that's not how we choose a president. A president is not a foreign policy expert." End of quote. So it seems to me Governor Romney's fundamental thinking about the role of the president in foreign policy is fundamentally wrong. That may work. That may work. That kind of thinking may work for a CEO. But I assure you, it will not and cannot work for a president, and it will not work for a commander-in-chief. And sometimes, I don't know whether it's a slip of the tongue or it's a mindset, but he even refers to Russia as the Soviets, which I think, reveals a mindset. Everybody sometimes slips. I never do, but everybody sometimes slips. Look, I think it's fair to say, when it comes to Russia, based on only what we know he's said so far, Governor Romney is mired in a Cold War mindset.
Mired in a Cold War mindset. Let's see. The new president, Putin, was the head of the KGB during the Cold War. Has been president before and always digs at the United States instead of being cooperative with us. He's still a Soviet. He's still a gangster. He's an East European gangster. That's what Putin is. And that's what the Soviets were. Gangsters. Gangster government. Very similar to the gangster government we have here. Crony capitalism, giving to others who are close to us and do for us while making the population suffer. That's what the Soviets did. That's what they still do in Russia. It may not call it communism anymore, but it's the same people running the same ship. Soviets or Russians, they are the same thing. They're just a smaller country with a bunch of satellites. And you don't think Russia would try to take back Georgia and all the other ex-Soviet states if they could? Sure they would. So the mentality that Romney has, thinking of Russia as the Soviets and thinking of it as a Cold War situation, is correct, Mr. Biden. You're the only moron who doesn't seem to understand that we still face a threat from the Soviet Union, or Russia, if you want to call them now. It's the same people. They still represent the same threat. And what experience has Obama got? Romney's right that you should be able to go to the Secretary of State for expert on foreign affairs. That's who you need. If you hadn't put Hillary Clinton in there, who has no experience and has botched the foreign policy of this country for the last 3.5 years, you would understand that. Of course, you don't like going to the Secretary of State because you know you've got a loser in there. A president can never be an expert on anything. A good president surrounds himself with good, experienced, knowledgeable people. And that's the one thing Obama has failed to do since he took office. He's surrounded himself with his college cronies, socialists and Marxists, who have some grand ideals that have nothing to do with us in the real world. Don't talk to me about experience, Mr. Biden. You're one of the tomfools sitting up there in that administration touting this nonsense. Am I sounding like an angry man, Derek? Yeah, I guess I am. We should lighten it up a little bit. I should have gotten a few more laughs out of O'Biden, Obama and O'Biden. Well, anyways, here's the inexperience coming to full light. The administration this week said the war on terror is over. I watch the news every night. Does it look like the war on terror is over? I still see scenes of our guys in Afghanistan fighting the Taliban, fighting al-Qaeda. Two of our servicemen were killed this week, shot by somebody dressed in Afghan military uniforms. Was it the Afghan military or someone just dressed up? I don't know yet. The investigation's not done. War on terror is over? What do you take us for? It's an election year. You're just going to say the war is over? It's over? Re-elect me? This is the experience Joe Biden's talking about, the Obama administration. We're just going to say it's over. We're going to embrace the Muslim Brotherhood. Now that we have killed most of Al-Qaeda, one federal source says, now that the people have come to see the legitimate means of expression, people who might once have gone into Al-Qaeda see an opportunity for a legitimate Islamism. Legitimate Islamism, like something in Iran? Yeah, that's real democracy in Iran. Al-Qaeda's not gone. Whether you call them Al-Qaeda, whether you call them the Taliban, they're not gone. They're still there. Iran is still supporting all the jihadist movements in Palestine. Israel is getting more pressure from the Muslim Brotherhood, who now, for the most part, control Egypt. The military may still control it, but how long will that last? And the Obama administration wants to embrace the Muslim Brotherhood? Are you kidding me? The Arab Spring is not what we thought it was. They want to make you believe that it's democracy. It's all about democracy. It's the youth of Egypt rising up to express themselves. No, I don't think so. Did you see women out there expressing themselves? I don't think so. They're going to go back to a hardcore Islamic state. And we've been giving them $1 billion in military aid for a decade or better now. And they're going to probably turn around and use that against us. Yeah, getting rid of Mubarak was a smart thing to do. Thanks, Mr. Obama. That was a wonderful bit of foreign policy on your part. Getting rid of Gaddafi? Yeah, that was a real good thing for you to do, too, because now we're seeing Muslim Brotherhood there as well. We'll come back after the break, and we'll continue looking at the experienced Obama administration on foreign policy. See you in a minute.
On the move, driving to work, getting the groceries, hauling the kids to soccer. How do they keep up to date? They listen to Wham Talk 1600, just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham for intelligent conversation with hosts like Bill Bennett, Glenn Beck, and Theron X. They stay tuned in for Fox updates, and they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 and advertise your business on Wham Talk 1600.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jared Halpern. A yacht race turns deadly off the Mexican coast. Three crew members are dead, one missing, after the vessel collided with a much larger ship.
The boat was participating in a race off the coast of California and Mexico. The U.S. Coast Guard's Henry Dunphy says the accident occurred well into the race near Mexico's Coronado Island.
And Fox Radio's Pat O'Neill.
The accident comes 2 weeks after five sailors died in a race off Northern California when their yacht was hit by powerful waves and smashed into rocks.
At least six people killed at an attack at a university in northern Nigeria where Catholics were holding a worship service. Gunmen rode into campus on motorcycles using small explosives. The attack mirrors tactics used by a radical Islamist sect known as Boko Haram. It's a royal anniversary.
I pronounce that they be man and wife together.
A year ago today, Prince William and the then Kate Middleton wed at Westminster Abbey, the couple celebrating in private with friends. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's time now for Wham! Talk 1600's Community Calendar with Brandon Drake.
The Northville Art House will feature its 13th annual Student Fine Art Exhibit featuring the work of middle and high school students. This exhibit will open Friday, May 4th at the Northville Art House and last through May 12th. To learn more, call 248-344-0497 or visit northvillearts.org. Retake Our Gov holds its next monthly meeting at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, May 8th at Memories Restaurant, located at 1840 South Old U.S. 23 in Brighton. Candidates for countywide office will be on hand to share their views and elaborate on their policy positions. For further information, including a map and directions, go to www.retakeourgov.com or call 810-207-1867. Ann Street Music Room presents Al Jaquez with Jim
King, Saturday, May 12th. The Ann Street Music Room is located at 812 Ann Street in Ypsilanti. Doors open at 7:30 p.m., $10 at the door. Wixom Christian School's 8th Annual Warriors Scramble will be held Saturday, May 12th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the Coyote Golf Club located at 28700 Milford Road in New Hudson. Call 248-624-4362 to register or to get more information, including the cost of a sponsorship. The Libertarian Party of Washtenaw County will be holding its May business meeting and nominate caucus for local candidates Wednesday, May 16th from 7 to 9 p.m. The meeting will be held at the Classic Cup Cafe in the Parkland Center at 4389 Jackson Road in Ann Arbor.
You've been listening to the Wham Community Calendar. To have your event publicized, email community at whamradio.com or write to Brandon Drake, COWAAM, 4230 Packard Road, Ann Arbor, 48108. Wham! Talk 1600. In touch with your community.
What's happening in Europe, it is coming here. Your life is about to change. Please hear the warning. Your life is about to change. I do not know if our country, whether Barack Obama wins or loses, remains the way it is today, 1 year from now.
This is the Glenn Beck Program.
Don't miss the Glenn Beck Program, 9 to noon, here on Wham!
You're listening to The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. Now, back to your host, Gary Wellings.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift this Sunday morning, glorious Sunday morning, last Sunday of May, or April, before we get into May. Let's take care of some business. This sponsor for the half hour, The Current Newspaper, COURANT. Go to currentonline.com, and you can pull up all the past issues. If you're looking to advertise, advertise with The Current. We now deliver to 30,000 homes and drop off another 5,000. We've quintupled in size in the last 5 years, so grow your business along with ours, and see what we can do for you. Call Sam Iaquinto, 734-323-0777. Current is a great way to get your message out there, and it's all about branding. In this economy, you have to be branding. You have to get your message out there. You need to get your business out there, and you do it through multiple things. Advertise on this radio station. Advertise on this show. Gary at thedailydrift.com. Could use another sponsor. I'd certainly love to have your ads aired with me. But give me a call and support this station. Support the people that advertise on this station. So currentonline.com can get you information you need for advertising with the newspaper. And you can get hold of me, Gary, at The Daily. You can follow me on Facebook, too. I'll be happy to take you on as a friend if you're a Facebooker. I don't use it for much, but I try to. But before the break, we were talking about the Obama administration's record on foreign policy and how they're now saying the war on terror is over. And Michael Hirsch wrote a very interesting article in the National Journal called The Post-Al-Qaeda Era. And in it he says the Obama administration is taking a new view of Islamist radicalism. And that's the embracing part. Instead of continuing the war on terror, he's just going to embrace them and hope for the best. Is that what you're doing? Is this more hope and change? You're just going to hope that these radical Muslim Brotherhood is going to turn nice and not want to kill us, the great Satan, like they call us all the time? That they won't destroy Israel? They've already cut off natural gas contracts to Israel and Egypt. Is that the way you treat people? Yeah. This Arab Spring is not going to end well for anybody. And especially for the people who live in those countries. Because you know what? Women are going to have to be wearing the hijabs or whatever they wear. They're not going to get a vote. They probably won't be able to drive. Where's the radical feminists in this country protecting women in other countries? It's not right. The best thing you can say about the Obama foreign policy is it's schizophrenic. Because one day this week they said the war on terror is over. And then Jay Carney, presidential spokesman, said this. Derek, let's listen to track five.
The reality of the fact that Al-Qaeda was and is our number one enemy.
Was and is our number one enemy. Well, a couple of days ago, someone in the administration said the war on terror is over. Which is it? Come on, Mr. Rowe, give us a break. You know, you're going to play both sides of the coin all through the election, and you're going to lose, I hope. I pray that you will not be our president for another 4 years. And I hope you, as listeners, as readers, as voters, educate yourself to the point where you make that decision not to vote for Barack Obama. If you're a student and you're going to be led on, played by this nonsense that he spews out in his speeches, think twice, because you're the ones that are out of jobs right now because of his policies. If you really want to see Obama, if you want to see the real Obama, go to thecurrentonline.com and click on the Daily Drift. And I've got a video called The Flexible Moment. And I'm going to play you just a piece of it. All this background noise is the cameras clicking at this meeting between Medvedev, I butchered his name, the current president who's leaving of Russia, and Barack Obama. Let's go with track 6, Derek, The Flexible Moment.
My last election, basically. Yeah. After my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah, I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and my standard.
Okay. That's good. You heard him say, after this is my last election, after my election, re-election, I've got more flexibility. And you need to see this video. It's the looks on the faces between the two. If you want to talk about a secret handshake, you want to talk about something disturbing, you need to see this video. CurrentOnline.com, click on the Daily Drift, it's right at the very top. There's another video underneath that talks about budget. But you need to see that because the very look on the face, it's the body language. It speaks more than the words will ever speak. Click on it, check it out, and see what your current president is planning for you. It scares me to death when I see that video because something else is coming. Something big is coming, and it's not going to be good for any of us. It's all a matter of smoke and mirrors. This whole play about foreign policy and trying to trump Obama up as some foreign policy expert and they've done a great job is all smoke and mirrors to get you away from the economy. They don't want you thinking about the real problems here at home. They want you to think about abroad, what's going on abroad. Oh, don't pay attention. Pay no attention to the problem behind the curtain. And that's why they're focusing on this. They have no record to run on at home. So let's move on to home and talk about Social Security. According to Social Security report that came out this week, it's rushing toward insolvency even faster than expected. Driven by retiring baby boomers, a weak economy, and politicians' reluctance to do anything about this and fix the entitlement program, trust funds that support Social Security will run dry by 2033, 3 years earlier than previously projected. Now, I've got a track 7 talking about this. Let's run with track 7, Derek.
Mode, there's a new report out showing that laid-off workers and baby boomers are flooding the disability part of Social Security, and according to congressional estimates, that fund will run out of cash by 2017. That's just 6 years from now.
Now, that's the disability portion of Social Security. Those are the people that get out of their workforce early because they had bad backs, spinal issues, bad shoulders, torn rotator cuff, whatever. They get out of the workforce early due to some injury, or maybe it's a medical condition, or maybe it's an accident. That's what Social Security, the safety net, is supposed to be for. But there's a giant jump in it right now because it's the only way some people can survive. I'm going to try and get a lawyer, get disability, Social Security, so I don't have to go back to work for my last 10 years before I would normally retire. But what that means is that's going to run out of money earlier than expected as well. Where are you going to get that money? Let's listen to a financial expert that I admire, Steve Forbes. Let's talk about how disability and regular Social Security are going to be affected by this. Let's go with track 8.
Crisis.
All right. I was reading the comments of a couple of congressmen the other day who said, well, what we can do is we can just shift the money from the retirement fund into the disability fund. Does that strike you as just kind of sticking a finger in the dike?
Well, not really. That underlines something that has been ignored, and that is there's no money in the retirement fund. They have theoretically $2.6 trillion, but they are in non-marketable IOUs from the Treasury Department. So they've got to convert those IOUs either into marketable bonds or have the Treasury raise the cash, and the sooner they do it, the better. That's why this debt crisis took on some urgency, right? Because normally you could have used those trust funds to pay Social Security benefits while Washington dithered.
All right.
Okay. While Washington dithered. That's all Washington does best, actually, is dither. But there's two important parts to that. The first was they're talking, some politicians are saying, let's just take it from Social Security and shore up the disability portion. So you folks that are collecting Social Security checks right now, whether you're rich or poor, need them or don't need them, some of you are just probably putting them in the bank for your grandchildren. That money is going to get stolen and given to the disability fund to let those people who've got out of the workforce early, some legitimately, some not, because there's a lot of fraud and abuse in that disability portion as well. Once you let the lawyers in, you know you're going to have some fraud and abuse. But they're going to take it out of Social Security, which is already going to run dry in 2033. So what? Now, 2030, 2027? Time flies, folks, especially when we get older. Social Security could run dry, but they want to steal it for the disability portion. The second part there is what Steve Forbes said. Theoretically, there's $2.6 trillion in that Social Security fund. But it's in IOUs to the federal government who've already stolen your money because it wasn't in a locked box. Representative Tim Walberg tried to put it in a lockbox. Nancy Pelosi, Democratic House leader, said no. The Democrats say no to a lockbox because then they can't borrow or, more correctly, steal from the Social Security fund. They want to pay for other programs that don't involve you. The money, hard-earned money that you've earned over a lifetime to put into Social Security isn't there, folks. It's an IOU. That's all that's left. And the money they're operating is the money that we, as younger people, are putting in right now. They're robbing future Peter to pay today's Paul. That's what's happened to the federal government. These are the people you've been electing over and over again. Social Security. Listen, if you're an older adult, you need to get involved this year. Not just for yourself, not just to protect your own Social Security, but to protect your children and your grandchildren. Don't vote for Obama. Don't vote for the Democrats. Don't vote for Debbie Stabenow because you know what? They're stealing from you. It's that simple. Do your homework. You don't have to take what I say for granted. Go online. Look at the things I put online and then go research them with the click of a button. If you don't have a computer and you're not online, call me. I'll try and help you get a computer and get you online. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll continue talking about this wonderful economy that Obama's given us. See you on the other side.
Listeners, I'm Edwin Hoffman, host of Speaking of Art. Every Sunday at 5 p.m., we explore the world of art and antiques, commercially, academically, and from the perspective of the collector. Speaking of Art features renowned guests as our guides as we visit great museums, galleries, theaters, and historic sites. We'll examine paintings, prints, sculpture, and drawings. You'll hear from the artists and their patrons, and you'll gain a special insight into both contemporary and historical periods. We'll travel through monuments of world architecture and experience the evolution of design. Achievements in film, music, and stage will also grace our forum. Speaking of Art is one of the best conversations of your week. So, nestle into an overstuffed chair and join our room full of connoisseurs every Sunday at 5 on WHAM. Speaking of Art, it's about civilization, yours.
Settle in for a great conversation every Sunday at 5 p.m. Speaking of Art with Ed Hoffman, exclusively on WHAM Talk 1600.
Get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge.
I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? When it was all said and done, watching the car guard raise the American flag, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Balkan knows you don't join the Marines, you become one. Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dave Janda, host of Operation Freedom, broadcasting live from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker every Sunday from 3 to 5. We are the only operating room in all of radio. Every Sunday in our OR, we dissect current events with the help of guests that Enemedia are afraid to bring to light. Our goal is to educate and empower you. I hope you'll join our OR team every Sunday from 3 to 5 right here at Wham Talk 1600.
Before I started working as a soil scientist.
Before I became a systems engineer.
I found out science is cool.
I did my first lab experiment.
In 4-H.
In 4-H.
You never know when a spark will ignite the imagination. That's why 4-H is fostering 1 million new scientists and engineers for America's future workforce. With the help of companies and universities around the country.
1 million new scientists. 1 million new ideas.
Learn more at 4-H.org.
Ed Sayron inviting you to hang with me on the Bone Conduction Music Show. Not only do we have the wig-singing rock, hip-shaking soul music, and the industrial-strength rhythm and blues, but we have over $7 billion in cash prizes. Coming your way right here, it's the Bone Conduction Music Show.
Join Sayron for the rockinest show on the radio. It's the Bone Conduction Music Show. Every Sunday night at 7 p.m. right here on Wham! Talk 1600.
You're catching the drift. Gary Wellings and The Drift. Send The Drift on Wham! Talk 1600. Call 734-822-1600 to join in the discussion.
And welcome back. Thank you for catching my drift Sunday mornings. All right, so let's move on. Seniors, you want to pay attention to this because it is election year and this is when the funny things happen. How about an $8 billion trick to toy with your Medicare? And it's all done in order to help Obama get reelected. You can call it President Obama's Committee for Reelection of the President, but it's not a shadowy little money fund. This is your money, $8.3 billion. The most oppressive aspects of the Obamacare law don't kick in until after 2012. But certain portions of Obamacare will certainly be noticed by certain voters, mainly seniors. And it's because the Obamacare law guts the popular Medicare Advantage program. Does that sound familiar to any of you seniors out there, Medicare Advantage program? 12 million seniors have relied on these policies, a more market-oriented alternative to traditional Medicare, one without the aggravating gaps in coverage. But as part of Obamacare in the one-size-fits-all, they're going to slash reimbursement rates for Medicare Advantage starting next year, hurting many seniors right back into the government-run program, traditional Medicare. And under open enrollment guidelines, you seniors must pick your Medicare coverage for next year by the end of this year, which means you're going to find out before Election Day. Okay? Are you with me so far? You got a big change coming before Election Day, which means you'll probably get angry and not vote for Obama. But the Obama administration has done something very interesting. They've devised a way to postpone this pain to you seniors for one more year, getting Obama elected and passed the election. It plans to spend $8 billion temporarily to restore Medicare Advantage funds for one year so that seniors in key markets don't lose that trusted insurance program in the middle of the election year. The money is to come from funds that Health and Human Services is allowed to use for demonstration projects, experiments. To make it legal, HHS, Health and Human Services, has to pretend it's doing this experiment. That is to study what happens when government doesn't change anything, but merely continues a program it's been doing for years. He can prop up the Medicare Advantage long enough to get through this election. And under a 1967 statute, the HHS secretary can spend this money without specific approval by Congress. So you see what he's done. The money from Obamacare that he's stealing from Medicare Advantage, he's going to give you one more year, so you vote for him. And then after he's elected, you're going to find out you're losing your Medicare Advantage. The Government Accounting Office, the GAO, understood this and recommends that HHS cancel this project. But they're not. They're going to run ahead with it. This is Obama's way of getting through this. He doesn't want seniors in Florida, a big swing state, to be learning about this before the election. So he's going to run this through. Watch the news. It may not even make the news, which is why you need to listen to talk radio, which is why you need to understand what's happening here. Turn your friends on to Wham Radio. Turn your friends on to the current newspaper. Read this stuff. If you're a senior, you need to be active. You can't just go out and vote. You're the most extensive voting bloc in the United States, but you need to do more than that. You need to talk to your children and grandchildren and set them right. Use the brains and experience that you have to teach your children and grandchildren how to vote properly. Because if they do it to you now, they'll do it to us later on. You have to get active as a senior. You are experienced. We need you now. Your country needs you. Don't sit back in your chair and relax. Now is not the time to relax. $8 billion is going to try to buy the senior vote. Who else is Obama trying to buy off this election year? How about students? Students are being told in many campaign speeches, in fact, that the GOP is accusing Obama of using your taxpayer money on all these trips going to colleges. What is he really doing presidential business at a college? Those are campaign trips, pure and simple. And yet he's saying they're not. So you're paying for his campaign, not himself and not his big fund. He's trying to woo America. Let's go with track 9 real quick, Derek. This is Obama talking at one of the campuses.
And I have to tell you, there were folks in Washington who fought us tooth and nail because they wanted to protect the status quo. One of them, when they heard that we wanted to take this business away from the banks, they said, this is an outrage. But the real outrage was letting these banks keep these
subsidies
while students were working two or three jobs just to try to pay tuition. So we kept at it. And we won that fight. And today that money is going directly to where it should have been going in the first place, and that's helping millions of young people afford a college education.
Come on, you college kids, vote for me and I'll pay for your education. I'll give you everything. No, he's not, because you're going to pay for it down the road if you get a job and he taxes you 50 or 70% of your income, which is the way things are going to go. Buying students' votes. That's what he's doing at these college campuses. There's no reason for a president of the United States to be going to all these campaign stops other than for campaigning. He's going to these college campuses to get these kids to vote for him. I'm going to give you money. I'm going to pay for your tuition. I'm going to keep your interest rates low. It's those very same government loans that are driving college tuition costs up. Go online. Do your research. That's the truth. Let's go to track 10, Derek.
Say, think about that. I can tell you, Michelle and I, we didn't take out loans because we were lazy. You didn't take out loans because you're lazy. You don't take out loans lightly. You don't say to yourself, man, this is great. I'm going to be really in debt. I'm thrilled. You did it because the cost of college kept on going up and you're trying to graduate.
The cost of college keeps going up because you keep feeding them money for cheap. And then the college campuses say, that's money for cheap. We're going to get our share of it. I'm going to raise the tuition rates again. The biggest bureaucracy in this country is our college campuses. Have you seen the money they spend at the U? Take a walk downtown at the U. Walk the campus if you haven't. See the money that's there. It's insane. Anyways, the GOP went ahead and fixed that for you. Not Obama. They passed a way to keep your student interest rates low. They did it by cutting some money out of Obamacare. Let's go with track 11. This is John Boehner explaining about the student loans.
Democrats 5 years ago put this cliff in the law that would require student loan interest rates to more than double on July the 1st. I don't know why they did it, but they did it. Nobody wants to see student loan interest rates go up, especially when you've got recent college graduates. 50% are either unemployed or underemployed as a result of the president's economic policies.
The Democrats put that clause in there that made interest rates go up in July, this July. Not the Republicans. The Republicans have fixed it, and they paid for it by taking it out of Obama's money that he plans on cutting anyways. Let's see if we can squeeze in track 12, Derek.
And now we're going to have a fight over women's health. Give me a break. You know, this is the latest plank in the so-called war on women. Entirely created by my colleagues across the aisle for political gain. Now let's review.
Political gain. It's an election year. That's what they're doing. They're not solving problems. They're making problems and then trying to take advantage of you by saying, look, I can solve your problem. Don't fall for it, folks. Until next week, do your homework. Go to currentonline.com, click on the Daily Drift, and keep yourself educated. See you next week.